Well, yesterday, the killing of 51, at least 51 people outside the Republican Guard office was disturbing. We do not have all the details, and our researchers are attempting, going to the hospitals and elsewhere, trying to get witness statements. But with the history of the Egyptian military of using excessive and unnecessary force against protests, both peaceful and other, we feel that this is an indication that the military is falling into old patterns of using unnecessary and excessive force. And the time is now in a crisis. They must follow through with caution. And most importantly, we have to restore trust. The country is very polarized now, and the way to move forward is through an independent and public and impartial investigation of all of these killings and holding those accountable for any abuses that this investigation finds.
So after this investigation, of course, the perpetrators must be punished, but how do you move forward to resolve the crisis of distrust, tension, and suspicion here and there?
Well, it's going to be awfully hard because as far back through the 30 years of Mubarak rule, there has been a culture of impunity for the police and the security forces. This was true under Mubarak, it was true when the military was in rule, and it was even true under the Morsi government. Everyone's human rights record was marred by a culture of impunity in which police and security officials could do human rights abuses without being held accountable. The way forward includes using a single standard to everyone and holding people accountable when they violate both Egyptian law and international human rights laws. By holding a single standard, this is where you build trust, and this is where you say, you tell people who are alienated from the political process, who have seen it as corrupt and filled with favoritism, a single standard can build trust in that political system and tell people it's worth for them to be involved in it.
You have a case where supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood, or for that matter, the deposed president, are unwilling to be a part of this because they feel or they think they have been robbed of the presidency and are unlikely to join what the international community seem to suggest, a quick return to constitutional rule by new elections. How can they be brought on board, especially with their nerves raw at this crucial time?
It's going to be tough. Now, the question you ask is mainly a political question. And as a human rights organization, you know, our involvement is in documenting human rights abuses. I think it's clear that without that trust that the human rights will be respected, that they will not rejoin the political process. The feeling is raw, as you say, and rather understandably. But they have to understand that when they were in power, their record itself was marred by human rights abuses. And if they're going to want accountability for the people that for the 51 people who were killed at that protest the other day, they need to make sure that their side was also held accountable. And it's not going to work any other way.
You spoke about holding people accountable. Institutions in Egypt for all these years, as you duly noted, have not been held accountable or they act with impunity. How can this be changed so that people, as well as institutions, will respect human rights?
Well, part of my optimism, and optimism isn't a word you're using with Egypt much, but part of my optimism is the Egyptian people. This isn't Amnesty International alone saying this. This is what we are hearing from the activists within Egypt all along. This is what Tahrir Square was about, holding government accountable, allowing people to feel like they can participate without and protest without being abused. We haven't even gotten into the hundreds of attacks just over the last few days of women peacefully protesting in Tahrir Square. There is this long legacy of women entering the public sphere, demanding their political rights, and being sexually assaulted in Tahrir Square. It's a great concern, and it's happening right now. So all of this is something that the Egyptian people themselves are calling for. And if their leaders can find the way to let the people show them the way to lead, I think there is a way out of it. But what the people are asking for is that their rights be respected.
What is Amnesty International's message to the people of Egypt at this time?
Solidarity. You know, they've been incredibly patient throughout the three decades of the Mubarak period, and they rose up and peacefully overthrew a dictator and made claims that they did not, that the rest of the world didn't think they were capable of. We knew they were, but they showed the patience and they did it the right way. And when change didn't happen, and when the promises of Tahrir Square were broken, they could have gone home, they could have just become cynical, and they could have given up. But they haven't. They're back in the streets. They're back demanding their rights. They're not giving up. So our message is of solidarity. We're telling them, you're not alone, do not be afraid, and you will see your goals achieved.